A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. A lawyer stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, what is written in the law? What do you read there? The lawyer answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said to him, you've given the right answer. Do this and you will live. But wanting to justify himself, the lawyer asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, the Samaritan took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, take care of him. When I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend. Jesus asked him, which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robber? The lawyer said, the one who showed him mercy. Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. The Gospel of the Lord. I would like to place a couple of questions or situations for us to consider in light of today's gospel. First, what do you do when you are approached by someone asking for money? Do you decline and walk away, rationalizing, well, you know, you do give to a pantry or a soup kitchen or some other charity, and you really don't want to possibly contribute to someone's drug or alcohol habit? Or do you give the person money out of a sense of Christian charity and a desire to help? Another situation. Recently, I read that 70% of people approve of the recent law passed in the state of Arizona that mandates law enforcement officers to demand to see residency documentation from anyone that they might deem might be in this country illegally. Are these 70% not seeing these possibly undocumented immigrants as neighbor, like Jesus defined? Or do these people, these 70%, do they really get and understand what Jesus meant by neighbor and are protecting the interests of their fellow American neighbors, protecting their jobs, their health insurance costs, and so forth? Today's gospel story is one that we know so well, isn't it? Even the title Good Samaritan is familiar to us. There's hospitals named after Good Samaritan. In the United States, we have laws that protect doctors when they act as good Samaritans to help out someone in need. And I think we've heard the story so often, we can tune out the story and the preacher because we think, of course, I know I'm supposed to be like the good Samaritan and help others, and we've already jumped to the end. We can be so quick to identify ourselves with the good Samaritan that we miss the richness of the full story. The Samaritan isn't the character that the audience of Jesus would have identified with. As you probably know, the Samaritans were ethnic enemies of the Jewish people. I wonder how we would respond if instead of the Good Samaritan, if the hero was instead the good redneck, or the helpful hillbilly, or fill in the group in your own country or your own situation. For a long time, when I heard this story, I thought, man, how mean were the priests and the Levite. I mean, why couldn't they just stop and help? It wasn't really until later that I found out that if they had helped, that they would have become ritually impure. These weren't bad people. These were good people, religious people, like you and me. And there was probably a lot of soul-searching and mental debate in the mind of the priest and Levite. A priest during this time was not religiously obligated to help a person half-dead. And worse, what if the man was dead? The priest, if he strictly interpreted chapter 21 of Leviticus, was forbidden to even touch a corpse of anyone outside his immediate family. The priest, he was returning from Jerusalem, maybe just having fulfilled his sacred temple duty. His religious purity was precious to him. What to do? Well, you weigh the options and you choose what you think is best. The priest and Levite chose to honor their religious purity. And don't you and I have these similar types of mental debates? Because I know I do. When I'm approached by a stranger asking for money, or I seeing a person in distress while driving, and maybe we don't stop because we're going to be late for work or for church. We might even remember to toss up a quick prayer for them, but are we ultimately making the best choice? And if we were characters in today's gospel story, who would we be? The priest or Levite? Would we be better neighbors if we were late for work or even church? And yes, I know that we all have other obligations. But if we were late, wouldn't others understand? Shouldn't they? So how do we balance the obligations we have for others, either at church or at work, and our obligations for others as neighbors? Not easy, is it? Perhaps that really is why God created cell phones. Phone ahead. Never thought I'd be preaching about cell phones and God in one breath, but, well, maybe. And then how do we respond when someone hits us up for money? Maybe they have a sign, unemployed, need food. Yes, we might be contributors to a pantry or a soup kitchen, and that's good. Let's not stop that. But what if it's not the day of the soup kitchen giving out food or the pantry, or we're far away from the church or the shelter? We can't tell them, oh, we'll go 3 blocks down the road on the next day. We have to deal with the immediate situation. What do we do? Or rather, what should we do? One woman, not wanting to give money for alcohol or addiction, but wanting to help the immediate situation, decided to keep apples in her car and give an apple to be able to provide immediate help in addition to her charitable donations. Perhaps God is calling us to adapt or adopt her situation as a way to be a better neighbor to everyone. In today's gospel, when the lawyer responded that the way to eternal life is to love your neighbor as yourself, He was actually quoting from the holiness code in Leviticus. God calls us to be holy as God is holy. And holiness is demonstrated through acts of love and mercy. And also present in that Leviticus holiness code, begins in chapter 19 if you're interested, but also present is not to bother or harass the alien or foreigner as a remembrance that they, the Jewish people, were once foreigners in a strange land. And even further, God enjoins them to treat and them to enjoin them and us to treat the foreigner like a citizen and to love the alien as yourself. So then I think God is calling our brothers and sisters in Arizona and those who agree with that Arizona law to expand their idea of neighbor and not limit it to our own national borders, but to recognize that we are all part of one family, the human family, God's family, and that people are entitled to provide food and shelter and health care for their families. Who is my neighbor? Look around you at church. Look at the faces, because everyone there is your neighbor. Look around you when you drive home from church today, because every person we will see is our neighbor. Be aware of people that you see throughout the week, both in person and on the news and the internet. These people are our neighbors. Who is our neighbor? Regardless of race or religion, of immigration status or financial status, all are our neighbors. And how should followers of Christ treat their neighbors? Jesus tells us, by showing mercy and love. And now he tells us, today, to go and do likewise.